All right, folks, we've got a fishing report. Hey, Leaf.
How's it going, Deputy D?
It is pretty good. I got Leaf here on his lunch break. We're going to have to let him go. But actually, you've noticed something happening in one lake in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me. I'm curious.
Yeah, well, I noticed last year that Black Pine, it had such good fishing at the beginning of the year. May, kind of right when you could get in there. And then by the time, you know, we started going up there with the kids and doing some camping in June when it had warmed up a little bit, the fishing just shuts right off. And, it kind of slows down so much that I just had to mention, you know, we're always talking about what's good, but, you know, maybe we could save some people some time and effort.
And so something's going on and you think you maybe have an idea, and it is of note because it's, mm-hmm. like you said, it's right when families might be going up to enjoy the lake, the bite's off.
Sure, yeah, and I noticed, you know, there were three fish reported out of all the people I'd seen caught there in the last 2 days when I was there. And I think it just has a lot to do with the fact that it's about the time for them to be spawning up there. The water temperatures are about right. And because there's no real defined in and outflow in that creek, they're probably just sniffing around at the bottom at the percolation points and trying to get it done down there to whatever degree of success.
So you think this is also probably unique to Black Pine or a lake like that with kind of an upsurge of water from the bottom?
Well, and it just depends on the temps, you know. The cutthroat right now are tending to be spawning right about this time, or, you know, right about that 35, 40 degree water, mid-40s maybe, and that's just right about where they're at up there. And so they kind of have their mind on that. You know, we had a great time, my wife and kids and I. It's such a beautiful campsite and everything up there, and the trail around the lake was great for them riding their bikes. And, you know, it might sound crazy, but it's not always about the fishing.
That sounds unusual coming from you, I gotta say.
Yeah, but you know, for those of you that it is always about the fishing, or it is this weekend anyway, I would recommend heading out to Campbell, heading out to Little Twin. You know, a lot of these lakes here in the valley are doing really good. Big Twin, I've talked to some folks that got 30 fish in a day out there. They might not be much over 12 to 13 inches, but if you want numbers, if you want to get some kids out there onto some easier fish, you know, maybe Big Twin and Davis Lake. I was super surprised with the fish that I was getting at Little Twin. I've had a couple chances lately to fish that for an hour or two.
Oh, nice. And it looks like the weather is just going to be great pretty much by and large all the time now, so that's
great. Yeah, you bet. And you know, I mean, with the warmer weather, of course it's going to kick the flow up on that river anytime it gets you know, a little above 80. But if you've been watching the peaks as well, the snow is almost half gone on what you can see up there, so expect for it to slowly start to step its way down. I did get out on the Twisp when it cooled down a little bit last week and got into some really nice cutthroat up there above Bridge Creek, the source of a lot of the color in the Twisp right now. And so just bear in mind, the general rule with fish and rivers for me is start at the top, work your way down. The tributaries, like the Twisp, a lot of the time are where it's at, or further up in the Methow. But right now, it really is just day by day, and I would really just accentuate safety first on that. And just know that the lakes are fishing so good right now, if it just isn't looking that great out there and you're not going to get any fish anyway, just head out to the lakes and have fun there for another few weeks and wait for the good quality fishing that is to come on the river.
Right on.
If you want to check out our blog or anything that we've got going, just go to Fly Fishers Pro Shop and you can get any info. Give me a call. Send me an email. I'd be happy to give you any tips that you need. Or if you'd like to book a trip with Methow Fishing Adventures, just give us a call there and we'll get you out on the water and having fun. Everybody enjoy the sun. Be safe, care for one another, and fish on.